Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. This could be your letter. Subject. I've been with a few of his buddies. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 29-year-old female, and I've been dating a 40-year-old guy for a year. I am madly in love with him, and I believe he's my soulmate, but I'm afraid my past won't let us last. You see, right before I met my man, I was seeing another guy, and we had sex one time. It happened only one time, and he stopped calling me after that. 2 months later, I met my current boyfriend, and we hit it off immediately. We had great conversation and great sexual chemistry and a lot of other stuff in common, despite the age difference. Early on, he asked me about my past lovers and one in particular that he used to play basketball with. It was the guy that I dated before I met him. I told my boyfriend that I know the guy, but I never had sex with him. Yes, I lied to the man that I consider my soulmate. Fast forward to a couple of weeks ago, when my man came over to my house after leaving the gym, he told me that he ran into his buddy, the same guy I messed around with, and lied about. This guy told my man that we did have sex, so I had to come clean and apologize for lying. My boyfriend then said that he knows several other guys that I've slept with, that I've had sex with, but he doesn't hold it against me because I was younger and carefree at the time. So much for living in a small town and trying to keep a low profile. He said that he still loves me, but he can't get past the fact that I lied, and it makes it harder for him to trust me. I feel like he looks at me differently now. I love this man, and he says he loves me, but can he really leave my past in the past? Do you think this will be an issue forever? Well, you know, you never know. It might be. These are the kind of double standards I hate right here when, you know, just because you have a past, someone holds it against you right now. Everyone has a past. Every single person has a past, period. You live in a small town, chances are, you know, people are going to know each other if it's that small of a town. But I say your past is your past. You got to own it if it's your past. It's who you are. Don't let anyone make you feel a certain way because you do have a past. Like I said, everyone has a past. And guess what? You don't have to tell everything. You do not have to tell everything. And what I also advise you to do, just because you meet someone, you know it's a small town, you gotta be careful. You just can't jump into bed. You know, you said this guy, you guys had great conversation and great sexual chemistry. Hold off on that for a little while. You know, and these guys that keep running their mouths about the fact that they've been with you, either they're telling too much or your guy is lying to you, trying to get you to tell the truth. You know, everybody, again, has a past. Don't let your past define your future and who you are today. If he loves you, he loves you. Some guys can't get past these things, though. So if you want to be with him, you're going to have to stop talking. You're going to have to leave your past in the past. All right, Jay?
In your age.
Okay. All right.
Shut up.
Let me just say this about that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead.
In the past, I would get all in an uproar.
Let Tommy say it.
Say it, Tommy.
In an uproar.
I would get all up in an uproar about if I was with somebody and they had been with somebody else. That was in the past. But when you reach this age here, you have to assume.
Yeah.
You can't get all up in your feelings about who somebody else. First of all, I'm just so happy somebody wants to be with me. So the fact that they've been with somebody else, I don't even want to ask that question because suppose there's a lot of people and then it's a long list. Now, we wasting time with her going through the list we don't get to do what we supposed to do, and I done fell a damn sleep because she, it was Billy, it was Tommy, it was Curtis, it was Johnny,
don't forget Jerome.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Say Jerome's in the house.
Watch my mouth.
And that night I was drunk, Cynthia, but we don't talk about that much. You know, so I could care less. Yeah. I'm just so happy you want to be with me. I could care less who you've been with at all.
Spoken like a mature man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. Up, bro. What you got?
A secure, mature man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Come on.
You can't be. You can't be in a small town.
Uh-huh.
Doing big things with everybody. And that is what we have. Here, I think here's the problem. And I don't. It's something about a man. Once a man finds out. Mm-hmm. That you have been with one of his boys.
Yeah.
He cannot get that out of his head. It's not going to leave. Whatever you think you all are going to have, I promise you, it's going to come to an end because that man can't sleep at night knowing that. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's from a real man giving it to you straight. I can't sleep with it. I can't digest it. Mm-hmm. And most men can't. Now, Jay, when you say when you get a little older, might be all right with it. I promise you, if you think this man going to marry you after he know that, it's not going to happen.
Mm.
Not going to happen.
Because it was his buddy.
It's his buddy, he knows him, and you lied. Now he don't know what else you done lied about. Now, how many more of his buddies? Yeah.
Mm. So let me get this straight. You're upset because she lied?
That's part of it.
I'm saying
because men, especially on this show, they live by the creed of lying. So I'm shocked that
hypocrite.
Well, I have a show now, Shirley, so I can't.
I'm so shocked that you're upset that she lied.
Well, Shirley, it's like this. I don't think it's gonna work no matter either way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she told the truth, it's still his boy.
Uh huh.
If you lie and he find out. It's still his boy.
Mm.
And he knows. You've been with my boy. So it's just something about a man. He just don't want to be with a girl that's been with his boy. That's most men. That's 95% of the men I know.
He don't want to be with his boys no more either. He's lost the boy and lost the cool.
No, they're going to be back down there hooping. Trust me.
Oh, you think so? Okay. They're
going to be back down there hooping.
You didn't even
because
know
guess what?
Her
he
then.
He didn't know her then, but his boy came to him and said, hey, man, I got to go and tell you. Oh. It has happened between her and I.
Well, what is he telling that for, though? You know, that's just whack to me. What is he telling her that for? That's your business and her business.
So you're telling me
all right,
women
we gotta
don't
go.
Do
hold on. We'll be back. We got part two coming up.
Oh, we're going to be right back.
Oh, yes, we will. We'll have part two.
Yes.
Subject, I've been with a few of his buddies. That is the subject. And see? So, yeah. I mean, that's the title of it. All right, listen, we got to recap this letter first. Let's recap. Yeah, Tommy. Okay, a 29-year-old woman wrote in. She's dating a 40-year-old guy. They've been together for about a year. She's madly in love with him. She thinks he's her soulmate. She's afraid, though, that her past won't let them last. She says she lives in a small town, and she was seeing, before she met her current man, she was seeing another guy, and they had sex just one time. It only happened one time. They stopped.
That's all right.
They stopped seeing each other after that. 2 months later, she met her current boyfriend. They hit it off immediately, had great conversation, great sexual chemistry, a lot of other stuff in common, despite the age difference. So they're together now. Early on, her guy asked her about her past lovers and one in particular that he used to play basketball with. See, I think this subject, by the way, is misleading because she says, I've been with a few of his buddies, but in the letter, she's only talking about one in particular.
But then that means there are more.
He ran it. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
your past won't let you last because of your ass. Okay?
That's a gospel play coming out this week.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying now. Okay, Shirley, let's talk small town, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how small is this
let's
town?
Let's talk Mayberry. All right, let's talk Mayberry.
Andy Griffith?
All right?
Barney?
Okay, now,
Opie?
Can Barney meet somebody And Andy, this is an old picture. Happy people don't know what I'm talking about.
How
can I bring this up to date?
Power.
Power.
Ghost.
Okay.
New York.
Okay.
Ghost.
Let's
New
do
York
power. Can ghosts get hooked up with somebody that Tommy used to be with? And Tommy got to tell Ghost, hey, dude, I got to tell you, me and her used to kick it back in the day. You got to say something, right?
So let me ask you a question.
That's a little different because Tommy and Ghost are besties, huh? What?
Yeah. And New York is a big city. Power is a city.
That hang out in the same club. About, you know, maybe
so you want the same circle of friends.
Yeah, the same.
Okay.
Put Power
in Austin,
Texas.
They play basketball together. They do.
Put Power in Austin, Texas.
And what is a few? What is a few? We're talking two, three. Two is a
couple. It's always been three to me.
Three or more is a few. Three or more is a few.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, there's a man code and there's an old man code, which is totally different.
What are
because
they?
Because in the man code, you get in an up row. In the old man code, you don't get in an up row because most of them dudes might be dead anyway, so you ain't going to worry about that.
I don't know. I just think that thinking, you know, is just archaic. I just really do. Everyone has a past. She lives.
Everyone has a past. Yeah, everybody. I get that, but
she is where she lives. I mean, that's what happens, where she just happens to be in a small town. What is she not
supposed
to
date anyone? But you can't sleep with the
anyone?
Whole town, Shirley.
She didn't say she slept with the whole town.
But she done slept with a few of his friends.
She slept with a few of his friends. It's a small town.
Then she need to find somebody that ain't got no friends.
Exactly.
She need to find somebody that ain't got no friends.
Oh, how you going to do that in a small town, Tommy?
But go to another town. Go to there's got to be another smaller town close to that small town.
You need to move town.
You got to go out just to find love? Come on, guys. No.
Well, you have tainted this town.
Yeah, what time? You have tainted.
You have tainted the town.
This is a double standard. The guys are sleeping around too. Come on, guys.
Yeah, okay,
but guys, they can't get past it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Carly. I'm being honest. Men cannot get past that you've been with somebody they know or their friend. It's hard for men to get past that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm
that's
his
boy
see,
they play ball with. He got to see him all the time.
I'm trying to see if it were me, if it were women, can we get past if a guy slept with some of our girlfriends?
Let me see.
No.
No.
Hell
especially
no.
if she's cuter
hell
than me. Especially
I'm hearing hell
especially
no.
Especially if she banging her body up.
Exactly. I know you wasn't with Shaquanda. What?
Not Shaquanda.
Oh no! As you mature, I think maybe those things aren't as important, you know, as they once were. Who you slept with,
and not
with,
a woman that
who
you see
slept
all
with.
The time. So
yeah,
see, that's the thing too. This is a man that he sees all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about a woman you see all the time, and got with your man. Mm.
Then what about a guy who is? You know, this happens. Guys love fall in love with strippers, fall in love with hookers, all that kind of stuff. They have passed.
Yeah.
I had to say hookers.
Nobody say hooker no more. You do know that.
They don't say hooker.
Prostitutes.
No more.
What do you say?
A working girl.
She's a working girl.
Okay.
That's different though.
I mean, but it's kind of the same. They have a past. You don't see the guys, but she's still been with a lot of guys. It's just because the fact that these are his buddies. That's the problem. That's what you're saying. That's the problem.
That's what
problem.
I think it's the major
Yeah, that's
part
what
of
the
it.
Problem is.
Okay, go ahead.
And, Tommy, you made it seem like he was upset at the fact that she lied. Now, is it that she lied or that she was with a few of his buddies?
It's both of them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because guys lie all the time.
Bus. She need to get on a mega bus and go to the next town.
Just take
a trip. Just take a trip. Go see if maybe you can live in the next town. Maybe don't nobody know you there.
Well, knowing this girl, by the time she get to the next town, she will have had sex with everybody on that
damn
bus.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is who she is. This is her life.
You
gotta own your past. And that's what I'm saying. Just because I said that earlier, just when you meet guys, stop jumping in bed with them. Just because you guys have great sexual chemistry and everything. You can't do that. You know, that's what she said. We have great conversation, great sexual chemistry. Slow down.
Yeah.
Your past
your
is catching up with
slow
you.
Slow down on that.
But your past is your past. You still need to own your past.
Don't spread yourself too thin. No, we can't say that either.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.